For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is called The Joe Starkey Show. But there's going to be some exciting announcements in the future, city limits. Can't tell anybody what they are. You look very perplexed.
I don't even know what's going on.
Perhaps saddened.
No, I'm confused more than anything. How would I be saddened if I don't know what the end of that question is?
Bob, does he seem like his usual self today, limits?
I just had a heart-to-heart with him about some things. So, yeah, I just think it's part of growing up. A lot of the
things you
have to go through.
Right. Now, I was afflicted a long time ago with chronic low-level dissatisfaction. Do you have any of that?
Low-level dissatisfaction?
Chronic, yeah.
No, I think people need to understand that life is full of ups and downs. And if you get yourself stuck in the downs, it's harder to get to the good part. So
it's kind of like a football game, isn't it?
It is.
Me and you are just entering the fourth quarter.
I don't want to think of that in terms. Even golf analogies scare me right now. What hole would I be on? I don't want to even answer that question.
It is frightening. Maybe for me, what am I on?
The back
what hole
nine.
Am I on?
You're
am
on the
I
on
the 12th hole?
I think we're both by life expectancy. We're on the back nine somewhere, but I'm hoping for a rain delay.
Yeah,
thunder, lightning,
you can get a
something.
Rain delay for sure. All right, Jerry Dulac. Listen to this. Steelers eyeing trade deadline reinforcements, but receiver is now lower in priority, Bob. Tomorrow's the 4 p.m. deadline. And as he said, the offensive line has lost three players to season-ending injuries. Fatanu, Daniels, Nate Herbig. But they've got decent, they've weathered the storm with some decent depth there. But what about a veteran there? The secondary gets Cam Sutton back for this game against Washington, but you and I just talked about that. He said the most logical position might be outside linebacker, where Herbig missed three games with a significant hamstring injury, and Leal is out for the season with a neck injury. He said they don't have a backup nose tackle right now, and they just allowed the Giants to rush for a season-high 157. Now listen to this part. This is the key part. The Steelers might have added a number two receiver last week if Christian Kirk didn't sustain a season-ending collarbone injury. So he's with whoever, was it Schefter who said they were all over Christian Kirk?
Right. No details on what that might have taken to get him and how much money the Steelers would have had to pay in this whole thing, but yes.
But here's the key line that Dulac writes. Since Wilson has been inserted as the starter, the Steelers have been encouraged about the involvement of receivers Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin III, mm-hmm. and even tight end Darnell Washington. It has also made George Pickens even more of a big play receiver. So he seems to be intimating that wide receiver is less of a priority here, Bob, although he says at the end, none of that is to suggest the Steelers would rule out a deal for a receiver, but their target could be elsewhere. Thoughts, opinions,
well, as we said
emotions,
earlier, my
feelings.
Thought is the same about Russell Wilson unlocking guys, and we've seen it. The numbers bear that out in just two games. Both Calvin Austin and Van Jefferson have been more involved than they were with Justin Fields.
Yes.
And that's when you have a guy who has the reputation that and the experience that Russell Wilson has, he can do that over somebody like Justin Fields. So those guys will become more involved, but this still means you need some help in case of an injury. You always have to think this in the NFL. It is a war of attrition. There are going to be injuries. And if an injury should occur, especially to somebody like George Pickens, then what? You need depth. So that's why I still think they're going to come up with a wide receiver somewhere, somehow. It may not be a big enough name to satisfy people, but they will. To your point about defensive line, you and I both thought that was the one area that you really need some more insurance. They play a rough game in there, and if Keanu Benton, who's been real good, I think, gets injured, okay, who plays over there? Who's the guy who's next in line? And how does it affect those around him? So You can always upgrade, and you can always get. And this is why their practice squad has been expanded, and they have a lot of veterans on their practice squad because of these extra, 17 games now, soon to be 18 down the road. You don't just have guys who are undrafted free agents on your practice squad. You have veterans waiting to get an opportunity.
So maybe the question is best phrased this way. If you could pick one position for the Steelers to upgrade at the trade deadline, what would it be?
See, I said, as you said, defensive line would be something for me.
Over receiver?
I don't think it's going to be a big-name receiver. So, yes, if it's just somebody who comes in with depth, that's fine. If you can get an Adam Thielen, a Mike Williams, those kinds of guys, but they've been injured and been, Thielen's at least productive when he's healthy. He did that last year. So I kind of would prefer him, but it's not a bigger name. I want depth pieces who can help me in case of injury. That's how I would view what they have right now, their needs.
Limits, where would you go? I give you one position to upgrade with a trade. What's it going to be?
Yeah, I said wide receiver just because, some of those things are true with Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin, but I want to play off of history that those guys have not proven that they can do it over a consistent amount of time and against the biggest opponents. I just, like Bob, don't know who's still there. Calvin Ridley, maybe? Cooper Kupp, the Rams won again. They're not trading him. So I would want a wide receiver, but at this point, pivoting to defensive line is probably the most likely thing because there's nobody left.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I just got a tweet here from somebody. I was kind of shocked this morning when I heard Starkey and Pompeiani making Kelsey, Jason Kelsey, out to be a hostage surrounded by wild teenagers. Yeah, nobody said that. Good try.
Yeah,
horrible listening.
That's not what we said.
It was one gutless little probably internet troll who doesn't think that real people exist who actually approached somebody and insulted their family that way. So I would hope you, whoever wrote that, would react in such a way too. Somebody else called it assault. No, it wasn't. He took his phone and slammed it on the ground. Now, what these people are looking at, probably delusional.
No, and again,
from what I can tell.
They want to make all these people who create the problems the victims of the problems.
Right.
You create the problem by doing what he did.
Right. Exactly.
And believe me,
nobody said anything about wild teenagers. Nobody said anything about him being a hostage.
He was walking away, and the guy persisted and persisted and persisted.
Amazing what these people hear and see. It's very, very delusional. Limits? Thoughts?
Yeah, I think the whole entire Kelsey thing is just completely ridiculous. The guy that was taunting him, it's just dumb. It's people that are looking to become TikTok famous and Instagram famous, and it's just clowns that are trying to have all this self-centered attention around themselves because they know what they're doing. They have their phone out for a reason. They know they post this, they're going to go viral. And I'm sure that the guy that this happened to is probably, I'm going to go viral for getting my phone tossed down too. Good on Kelsey for slamming his phone.
Assault of a phone, I guess. But I would ask these people, if someone walks up to you from out of nowhere and insults your family, what do you do? Anything?
Yeah, how much of it are you supposed to take? You can tell them, hey, please, get out of my face. I'm just doing my job, blah, 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 and they persist. I'm sorry, but it's an antagonistic world right now. And they're doing it with the thought of getting video that can go someplace and help them out selfishly. And it's stupid.
All right, Bob. Coming up, why don't we take a look at the NFL at large, writ large, as Malzi likes to say, halfway through the season. This is the de facto halfway point, and there's awards to be handed out. There's predictions to be made. Let's do that. There's already been coaches fired, so yeah. If you had first coach fired as Robert Saleh, you were right on board. Boy, that really seems to have helped the Jets, doesn't it, Bob? They've won one game since then. And yet, somehow, I consider them to be slightly dangerous. Do you?
I mean, if you're playing them, they can be dangerous. I don't look at them as dangerous as far as a playoff contender. They've dug a deep hole. They're not going to get out of it. It would take too much to expect from that team. I saw a first half in their game last week, which was atrocious. And they got back into the game and won the game. But they also did some pretty stupid things that could have derailed them as well. So what are they? Not a threat to me.
I think they're talented. I think they're a top end talented team that if you face them in the play, it all depends on if you think Aaron Rodgers is still dangerous. Do you or no?
Not as dangerous. Dangerous in the sense that he can still make a throw down the field to Devontae Adams or Garrett Wilson. Sure, he can do that if given time, but he's not as dangerous because he can't move the way he used to move. And when you can't move that way, part of what his success was not running per se, but just moving the pocket like a young
that
Lamar
part of his
Jackson
game is gone.
Doing,
right? You're right about that.
Do it. Flacco can't do it either. You know, you can say what you want about
Flacco, a disaster last night.
You can say what you want about Anthony Richardson, but the one thing he will do is be able to maneuver and get away from traffic, whereas Flacco's a sitting duck. Too many sitting ducks when you get older. That's just the way it is.
That game really, and I loved what he's done so far, but that really exposed him last night. He was horrific in that game. They had a great first drive, ended with a fumble, and then nothing right after that. That was some ugly offensive football. All right, Bob. Let's get into an NFL midseason report next. Bob Pompiani will hand out awards. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We can also wind up our talk about James Franklin and Pitt and a very disappointing weekend for Pitt fans and Penn State fans. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 70 today with cloudy skies. Do I owe you anything else from that hour limits? I'm very confused at the moment.
Would you like to tell us about the mustache, man?
Of course I would. I knew I owed you that. I meant the other stuff. Thank you, limits.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.